Maddie for reading the Word of God to us. We are a church that believes the Bible is God's Word, and it is good for us to hear it read and to hear it taught. When I was a kid, I remember somebody telling me, it's good to ask questions. It's good. That's right. That's what they said, and I always thought about that. Well, I was riding in the car the other day with my kids, and one of them asked me, if you could ride any animal, what would it be? And it made me think, is it good to ask any question? Because I'm not sure when I hear that. It's a deceptively hard question to answer. There are a lot of factors there. And some of you will just be thinking about your answer to that for the rest of the time I'm up here. And the rest of you will be thinking about the potluck that's going to follow this service. It's okay. It's good to ask questions. Maybe not that question in particular, but it is good to ask questions. I had this boss one time that came to me, and he brought up a question I'd never thought of before. My boss said, I was talking with this guy the other day, and he is successful in all the ways that the world would define success. He has a company that is crushing its competition. He makes millions and millions of dollars a year. He has the biggest house, the nicest car. He can afford to do anything that he wants, and in fact, he does anything that feels good to him. So my boss said, I shared the gospel with him. I invited him to trust in Jesus, and I told him, you're never going to have the life you want until you listen to God instead of listening to yourself. The guy thought about it for a second, then he said, wait a minute, why should I listen to God? I haven't been listening to God, and my life is pretty good right now. Things are going very well. Why would I change that? Why should I listen to God? Isn't that a great question? Not just for that guy back then, but right now, isn't that a great question for us? Why should you listen to God? We're spending our summer in the Psalms, and today we're looking at Psalm 25, the second half of it. And if you've read through the Bible, you've certainly seen that God has a lot to say about a lot of different things. And so you read that, and you might think to yourself, well, some of these things that God says are pretty limiting. Some of them are not what I want to do. I would rather live a different way. I would rather not listen to God because instead, if I didn't, I think my life would have more joy or more enjoyment of whatever I want or just more fulfillment or more fun. Maybe you think that when you read the Bible. And so the question you have to answer is why listen to God? We're looking at verses 12 through 22 this morning. We're going to find an answer to that question. Why listen to God? We'll see three reasons to listen to God. Let's start with the first reason. Why listen to God? Number one, because you'll have a good life. Can I ask you something this morning? What is it that if you had it, you think your life would be good? What is something you could buy, you could get that would make your life better than it is right now? When you're a little kid, you think about this question all the time. You come up with hundreds of answers to it. Don't you remember when you were young and you thought to yourself, if I just had that water gun, then my life would be good. If I just had that bike or baseball glove or book or Lego set or doll or costume or trampoline or gaming console or toy. And parents of young children who are in here, forgive me. Or if I just had that puppy, my life would be good. When you're a kid, you come up with all of these answers as to what would make your life good. And then you grow up. You grow up, but you don't ever grow out of that. Instead, your answers begin to change. So this morning, maybe you're thinking, hey, if I just had that job, my life would be good. If I just had that house, that physique, that retirement, that vacation, influence, kitchen, family, promotion, financial security, perfect health. If I just had that, then my life would be good. And so we chase these things. We work toward these things. We do whatever we can to get these things. But here's the truth. God created life. God created you. God made your life. And he knows exactly what you need to have a good life. And look at what he says in Psalm 25, verse 12. Who is this person who fears the Lord? He will show him the way he should choose. He will live a good life, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he reveals his covenant to them. This verse is talking about someone who fears the Lord. That is someone who listens to God, someone who obeys God. And what will happen to that person? It says, he will live a good life. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you're searching for? Isn't that what you're longing for? Well, if you want a good life, listen to God. And it makes sense if you think about it. God created life. God made everything, so he knows exactly what leads to the good life. He has given you instructions to have the good life. The question is, are you listening? Why listen to God? Because you'll have a good life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sean, I have tried to listen to God. I have tried to obey God. And even when I did my best, I still got sick. I still didn't get that promotion that I wanted. My kids still aren't perfect. My retirement account still didn't grow the way I wanted it to. So I'm not sure this is right. I'm not sure that listening to God actually leads to a good life. Well, let me tell you something this morning. Listening to God does not mean that you are going to have a perfect life. It does not mean that you are going to have everything you want. It doesn't mean that you are not going to have problems. The fact is, there are times where life doesn't go as planned, even when you are doing your best to follow God. Sometimes when you're listening to God, it feels like you have the opposite of a good life. And this is what we need to hear. What God is offering you is a good life that isn't defined by stuff or circumstances. It's a good life that is defined by something much deeper. When you listen to God, he leads you in the way that you should choose. He gives you wisdom for decisions. He gives you peace when things are uncertain. He gives you strength when you are weak. He gives you hope when things feel hopeless. In fact, when you listen to God, he gives you the filling of his spirit. He gives you himself. And if you have God, you have a good life. Why listen to God? Because you will have a good life. And think about it like a diet. And think about your diet. Some of you are like, Sean, we're about to have a pot. Like, the last thing I want to think about is my diet. I'll think about it tomorrow and regret everything I'm going to eat in a few minutes. Well, I mean, think about how you eat, how it affects you. You know, the doctor tells you, you need to eat things that have certain vitamins and minerals in them so that your body can function the way that it's supposed to function. You can choose to listen to your doctor, or you can choose to eat all of the junk food that you want. But you know how you feel when you do that. You know how your mind is after you eat a bunch of junk. What you want is to eat something that has a lot of vitamin A and vitamin C and fiber and potassium. All of those things are good for your body, which is why sweet potato casserole is objectively the best dish. It has all of that in it, and it tastes good. You know that you need to eat right. If you want good health, you need to listen to your doctor about your diet. And if you want a good life, you need to listen to God. He made you. He knows what you need. He knows what is good for you. And he will give you everything that you need, including himself. Why listen to God? Because you will have a good life. That's the first reason that we see. But it's not the only reason that we see in this psalm. Why listen to God? Because number two, you'll get help. I read a story, a true story recently, about this guy who was just getting clobbered by life. It started when he was sitting at his home one night, minding his own business, when a storm blew through and a tree fell right down on his car and smashed it. It was like, you know, the car owed the tree money and he was going to teach it a lesson. You know, it was crushed. And after a marathon wrestling match with the insurance company, they finally go, yeah, we think it is totaled. And so they write him a check, you know, about a quarter of what he needed. And he decides he's going to buy a new car with it, or some sort of car, some transportation that he can get around with. He starts searching for a car. Apparently, those don't exist in his price range. And he thinks, okay, I'll just start working harder and saving up my money in order to buy another car. About that time, he got fired from his job. You know, the one thing that was going to help him buy a car, the one thing that was going to help him buy other things too, like, you know, food, things that you need to work and have money. So he didn't have his car. Now he didn't have a job to work to have a new car. And all of this, as you can imagine, starts weighing on him. He starts struggling with a little bit of depression. And as he is going through all of this, it begins to change him a little bit. This girl that he had been dating, this girl that he was in love with, noticed this change in him. And she's like, I just don't know who you are anymore. And she breaks up with him. So now, not only does he not have a car, does he not have a job, he doesn't even have a girlfriend to complain about all of that to at the end of the day. It just felt like his life was one punch in the mouth after another. Have you ever felt that before? Maybe you hear that, you hear all that story and you think, Sean, you got some of the details wrong, but that's pretty much been my life for the last little while. Or maybe you hear that and go, that was my life last year. Or maybe you hear that and go, that's been my life for the past 50 years. You know what it's like to feel like life is just one punch in the mouth after another. David went through this too. He knew what it was like. And look how he describes his life, starting in verse 15. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he will pull my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am alone and afflicted. The distresses of my heart increase. Bring me out of my sufferings. Consider my affliction and trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, they are numerous, and they hate me violently. Guard me and rescue me. Do not let me be disgraced, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and what is right watch over me, for I wait for you. God, redeem Israel from all its distresses. Do you hear how David described his life? You hear what was going on? He said he's caught in a net. He's alone and afflicted. His heart is full of distress. He's suffering. He has enemies all around him that hate him violently. For David, it felt like life was one punch in the mouth after another. Just like you experience sometimes. But in the middle of all of that, we see a reason to listen to God. Look with me again at verse 15. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he will pull my feet out of the net. He's saying, my eyes are on the Lord. I'm focused on God. I am hanging on every word from God's mouth. I am listening to God, and he will pull my feet out of the net. In the Bible, the net is a picture of trouble. Now, sometimes that trouble is the result of your own sin, of your own mistakes. Sometimes that trouble is a result of evil being in the world, other people's sin maybe. And sometimes that trouble is just the result of something you don't understand at all. You can't determine where it's coming from. But no matter the source of the trouble, God helps his people. If you listen to God, no matter where your trouble comes from, he will pull your feet out of the net. He is saying, I will help you. Why listen to God? Because you'll get help. Now, that does not mean that nothing bad will ever happen in your life. You know from following God that bad things will happen to you. But what it does mean is that whatever happens, God is for you. He is your defender, your rescuer, your fortress. He promises to be with you in your trouble, to guard your heart, to give you hope when you're surrounded, to redeem you from every distress, even if it's not the way that you would expect or it's not on your timetable. But God will help. Now, sometimes God pulls you out of trouble before it gets worse. But sometimes God gives you the strength to go through all of the trouble. And then sometimes God uses his trouble to shape you and show you his faithfulness in a way that you had not experienced before. No matter what, he always helps you because you belong to him. So listen to him. Why listen to God? Because you'll get help. What net have you been caught in? what net is wrapped around your feet and you can't seem to escape it? And are you listening to God while you are stuck in the net? Are you caught in the net of anxiety? You're worried about things and you can't seem to get them off your mind. Well, then listen to God, who says he will provide for you. Listen to him when he says, cast all your cares on me because I care about you. And as you do that, you will find that God helps you out of your anxiety and gives you a peace that you cannot explain. Or are you caught in the net of anger? Someone did something or said something that set you off or set you back. Someone hurt you or slandered you, and your anger burns hot against them. Well, listen to Jesus as he taught you to pray, God, forgive us as we forgive others. Listen to God who told us to forgive others not just a few times, but over and over and over again. And as you do that, as you listen, you will find that he helps you let go of your anger. And instead, he replaces it with patience and compassion for others. Or are you caught in the net of selfishness? You think that all of your extra time, your extra energy, your extra resources should go to making your life better, your life more comfortable or more enjoyable. You aren't serving others. You aren't being generous. You're just focused on yourself. Well, listen, as God says to love your neighbor as yourself. Listen to Jesus who said that whoever wants to be great must become a servant. And as you do that, you will find that he helps you break free from self-centeredness and gives you a more lasting joy than you could ever have otherwise. Or are you caught in the net of shame? You keep replaying your mistakes and your failures in your mind, and you think that you're too far gone or you're not good enough for God. Listen to the one who says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And hear the truth that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And as you do that, as you listen, you will find that God helps you step out of shame and he gives you freedom, knowing you are loved, forgiven, and accepted by him. Whatever net you are caught in, you need help. Why listen to God? Because you'll get help. That's the second reason that we see here. And then there is a third reason that we see. Why listen to God? Number three, you'll receive grace. You have those days where you are just absolutely overwhelmed, don't you? You know, the to-do list is far longer than your day. Every phone call or every meeting is another emergency. Your email inbox is multiplying faster than rabbits. You know, and then your kids are in the back seat fighting over who gets to breathe the air back there. You have been there before. You've been overwhelmed. And it's days like that where you're going, I just don't know how I'm going to make it through all of this without going crazy. Well, David is overwhelmed. You heard how he described it. He's alone, afflicted, burdened by his own mistakes. He's facing trouble on every side. But notice what he does in his pain. He runs to God, not from God. He listens to God, not himself. And three times he cries out for grace here. Look with me at verse 16. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am alone and afflicted. And then jump down to verse 18. Consider my affliction and trouble and forgive all my sins. And then verse 22. God, redeem Israel from all its distresses. He is calling out to God for his grace. He's calling out to God for help. And this is the heart of what it means to listen to God. It's not just about getting advice, not just about getting instruction. It's not even just about escaping trouble. It's about coming to the only one who can actually do something about your need. The one who is gracious. The one who loves to forgive. The one who delights in redeeming and rescuing his people. But I know how it is. When we talk about listening to God, most of us, our minds jump directly to all of God's rules that are in the Bible. You know, it's the stuff like, don't do this. or treat people this way, or act like this or else. That's what we think of when we think of listening to God. But that is just a part of it. Listening to God refers to hearing everything that he has to say, not just his rules. For instance, here's something that God says to you in Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in faithful love. God tells you to come to him, to return to him, because he is gracious. Now, returning to him might mean that you stop doing the sin that you are participating in, that you stop listening to yourself over God, and you come back to him and start listening to him. That could be it. Or returning to God might mean that you stop relying on yourself for strength and rest and peace, and instead you come to God to receive all of those things. He says, return to me, and you will receive grace because I am gracious. Grace is undeserved kindness. God is kind to you, not because you deserve it, but because he is gracious. And that's what you need. No matter what you're facing, you need God's help. You need his kindness to get through it. And here's the truth. You don't deserve anything from God. What the Bible tells us is that we are all sinners, that we have all done wrong. Me, you, everybody in here. And because of that, we have pushed God away and we don't deserve his help. Whatever you are facing, whatever is weighing you down today, listen to me. You deserve that and far worse. Me too. Because of our sin. But listen closely. God invites you to come to him because he is gracious. And if you listen to God, you will receive grace. Why listen to God? Because you'll receive grace. There's a movie scene that I'm sure you have watched before. It's pretty generic. There's this employee who does something really bad, something that could really affect the company. And once the boss finds out about it, the employee goes into the boss's office, sits down, and then just opens up like a fire hydrant. I mean, the tears are coming down, and they're trying to get the words out, and they say, I know I have done wrong. I know that I have hurt this company. I know that I deserve to be fired. It was so foolish of me to do that. And boss, I accept whatever the punishment is. I have enjoyed my time at this company. I hope that you can recover from what I have done. I am so sorry. And on and on that employee goes. And the whole time that the employee is talking, the boss is going, okay, well, can you, if you would just, hey, I'm trying to, but the employee just keeps going on. He will not listen to the boss. But eventually, the employee calms down. Maybe runs out of energy and just sits there silently. And that's when the boss says, yes, what you did was very foolish, but I forgive you. You're not fired. You still work here. Now, the employee would have heard all of that, would have heard the words that the boss was saying if they just wouldn't have taken 5 minutes to ugly cry and ramble on and on and on. They would have received the boss's grace if they would have listened. And when they listened, they received that grace. You and I have not, do not, will not listen to God perfectly because we are not perfect yet. But God's still small voice invites us to listen to him. And he is offering us grace. Today he is offering you grace. The grace to deal with the annoyances of your day. The grace to battle that sin that has dominated you. The grace to choose faith over fear. The grace to be slow to speak and quick to listen. The grace to forgive others who have hurt you. The grace to trust God when life doesn't make sense. The grace to wait patiently on God when you don't have answers. God offers you this grace. Are you listening to him? Why listen to God? Because you'll receive grace. That's the third and final reason we see here in this psalm. So let's go back to that question. Why listen to God? Because you'll have a good life, you'll get help, and you'll receive grace. But let's be real. None of us does this perfectly. We have all chased our own version of a good life. We have all tried to help ourselves and only end up stuck in the same nets again. We've all needed grace over and over because we fall short over and over. And that's why the answer to the question, why listen to God, isn't just about trying harder or doing better or keeping a list of spiritual to-dos. The answer is Jesus. You see, Jesus is the good life. He said, I have come so that you may have life and have it in abundance. The good life is not found in stuff or status or circumstances. It is found in knowing him, in walking with him, and being loved by him. Jesus is not just the way to a good life. Jesus is life. Jesus is the good life. And Jesus is your help. When you were caught in the net, Jesus stepped into the trap for you. He went to the cross. He took your sins, your shame, your helplessness, and he defeated them. And he promises, I am with you always. He is the good shepherd who rescues, defends, and carries you when you can't go any farther. Jesus is your help. And Jesus is grace embodied. On the cross, Jesus took the punishment that you and I deserve. And in exchange, he gives forgiveness, acceptance, and new life. Every time you return, every time you admit your weakness, you meet a Savior who welcomes you, not with shame, but with grace upon grace upon grace. Jesus is grace embodied. So when you listen to God, you are not listening to some voice that's just out there. You are listening to the voice of the one who came and gave himself for you out of love. And when you mess it up, and all of us will, he invites you to come back again and again because his grace never runs out. Why listen to God? Because Jesus is the answer to everything your heart is looking for. Why listen to God? Because Jesus is the answer to everything your heart is looking for. He is the good life that you crave. He is the help that you need. He is the grace that you could never earn. And he is inviting you today, right now, to trust him, to listen to him, to follow him, because he has already done everything necessary to bring you home to God. So are you listening to him? You've never put your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, then he offers you this invitation today. Come, receive forgiveness and love from God. Though you have sinned against God, just like me, just like everybody else in here, he offers you his grace today in Jesus. So cry out to God in your heart. Say, I know I've done wrong. I know I have sinned. I know I've listened to myself. I have listened to the world. I have listened to everyone and everything except you. But I hear your invitation today. And I put my faith in Jesus. Forgive me based on him. And if you trust in Jesus in your heart, your sins will be forgiven and you will be brought into the family of God forever. Now, maybe you have questions about that. Maybe you want to talk to someone about that. If that's the case, I'm going to be standing right down here as we sing this last song, waiting for you. And after the service, I'm going to be hanging around waiting to talk with you. Don't wait another day. Listen to the invitation and receive God's grace right now. Christian, you have reasons to listen to God. Are you listening to him? Maybe there's an area in your life, as we have been talking about this, you realize there's this area where you haven't been listening to God. You have been disobeying him. You have been listening to yourself instead. Now, maybe it's your attitude at work. Maybe it's your words at home. Maybe it's how you're handling stress. Maybe it's your priorities, your thoughts, your unwillingness to forgive. And what you have been doing is you have been tuning out God's voice and turning up your own. Well, if that's you, here's the invitation for you today. Would you be honest with God about where you have stopped listening? Would you bring it to Him today? As we sing a song here in just a minute, maybe you just need to take a moment and you need to come to God and say, I know I haven't been listening. Oh, Lord, help me. Give me ears to hear. Give me a heart that is quick to obey. Give me the courage to trust you. Maybe as we sing, you just need to get with God and say, you have been talking to me so long about this, and I've been closing my ears. Oh, please forgive me. Maybe you need to make the commitment right now to reading your Bible this week, to opening it up and hearing what God wants to say to you. Whatever it is, as we sing, bring it to Him today. I'm going to pray in just a minute. And after I pray, let's respond as we feel led. Let's listen to God. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for your grace. We have all struggled to listen. I have struggled to listen. Give us ears to hear. Give us hearts that are receptive to your words. I pray that your Holy Spirit would work in us, transform us, so that we desire to hear from you above anything and anyone else. I pray, Lord, that you would change our hearts. We want to hear from you. We want to obey. We want to listen to you. Help us by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray if there's someone in here who has not trusted in Jesus, that you would show them their sin, that you would show them their need of a Savior, and you would show them the offer of salvation that is available to them right now in Jesus. And may they respond in faith. Lord, we ask all of this for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.